I am a youth that's inclined to ramble to some fun country I mean to steer. I'm loath to part with friends and comrades, my own sweetheart, I hold dear, for she's one of those I do most admire. On her I think when I am far away, for since fortune's decreed I am bound to leave her and to seek my fortune in America. Then fare thee well, love, for I must leave thee. I place great dependence on your constancy, that no other young man may take your fancy and turn your affections when I'm young to see. For though the seas they do separate us, and in between us they do rise and fall. If fortune favors me, you'll find your Jamie returning homeward from America. Oh, Jamie dear, do you remember when we first sat together for many's the long hour, and my idle fancy away was carried, the bees hummed around us in each opening flower. But when you're crossing that western ocean, the maid that loved you, never mind the love, and you'll scarce think upon the maids of them, for you'll find strange sweethearts in America. Oh, Mary dear, I did not dissemble, for to all other young maids I'll prove untrue. And if you think these are but false promises, I make these pledges as a vow to you, that what I have may it prove unsuccessful, and fortune prove to me a slippery ball, and a favoring gale may it ne'er blow upon me, if I forsake thee in America. And now to conclude and to finish these verses, may God protect this young man. her from me, trial embarrassment. And of her always take the greatest care, for she's slow to anger and of kind disposition, and her cheeks like roses in June do glow. And in my nightly slumbers, whene'er I dream upon her, could go to her vision in a merry cave.